The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month?
They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
That was good. Remind me before this episode launches, we got to punch in and find some lyrics for that spot.
We do. I'm sure we'll think of it. We'll think of it by that time.
Oh no! It's live now!
Oh no!
Did that work? Was mine good enough or should I take that again?
It's live though.
Are you happy with it?
No.
Oh, no. Yeah, no edits.
I knew that.
Oh, no. I didn't know. So anything I say can and will be held against me?
That's right.
In a court of podcasts.
Believe it.
No. I'm Jordan. Hold that against me.
Never.
I'm Doge. What side of a wizard has the most hair?
Ass.
The... I want to guess this one.
Okay, try.
The dark side.
The outside. That was on cleankidsjokes.com. I don't think you should tell that to a kid. That feels like a yucky joke.
Why? I don't understand what a wizard has to do with it.
That's the point, I guess.
I looked up wizard jokes. I could give you a different wizard joke if you want.
Please.
No, I'm good.
How do you make a wizard float?
A little bit of wizard and a scoop of vanilla ice cream.
That's really good.
Root beer, one scoop of ice cream, and one wizard.
Right, no way.
Right there. Right
there. Jordan, good job.
We're right there.
This is on jordanwonders.wordpress.com.
.wordpress.
Wow. / very good jokes.
/ yeah, with the question mark and everything.
/
I'm Carter,
only very
and
good jokes?
I'm about to make a name for myself. No, come. Like, I'm going to make a name for myself. I'm Carter, and I'm about to make a name for myself. It's getting worse and worse. I'm going to make a name for myself.
Slowly turning into Homestar Runner. About to make a name for myself.
Make a name for myself.
I'm Cardo. About to make a name for myself.
Cardo.
Well, I'm about to make a name for myself.
Car's making it out of the bayou with that one.
That's me.
Toot him. Hold on to your boats.
Hold on to your to your parades. What?
If Carter's gambit paid off, then you might already know that we'll be talking about a Marvel movie for the back half of this episode. And if you haven't seen that Marvel movie, then you don't know what we're talking about.
You have no idea.
I know that it is a Marvel movie, but like that doesn't feel
right. It's not. It's the last Fox movie.
Yeah.
It's not
you have no idea.
Notably, zero scenes take place in the Marvel cinematic universe.
No.
One does.
See? Not, yeah, I was going to say that's not true.
Okay. See there? One does. Okay.
Don't go lying to the people listening to us now. It's so foghorn Leghorn. I have to fight really the foghorn is. So bad.
I'll say.
Yeesh.
We'll talk about it. We'll get there. We'll get there. But
tell me.
You do have a game to play.
I love games.
Tell me about it.
It's a game.
Do it. Play it with me.
It's a game that has been cooking up in the old Wonders Labs for a couple weeks now, and it's finally ready to share with the world.
Yeah, I see a link for it here on your blogspot.
Yeah.
It's right next to
jordanwonders.blogspot.com/verygoodgames?
Weirdly, it's like, it's very good jokes, very good games, and photo gallery.
Oh, yeah.
The only three pages on this
Please
website.
Please don't click that.
Okay, fine.
So, yeah, we've got ourselves a little game, and it's a game that I like to call Blank the Hedgehog.
I'm excited for this.
I don't really remember what the context was of...
I think it was a text while we were... It was a text that kickstarted the group text. It wasn't like we were texting about something and you replied to it. It was a, here is the opening salvo of a conversation.
Yeah.
And you said, guys, I have a game called Blank the Hedgehog.
Yeah, maybe. I recently remembered that there is like a deep, deep, deep well on the internet of just like custom hedgehog, like Sonic style hedgehog characters.
I gotta get me a hog. That's just mine.
Are these real ones? These aren't real ones.
Real is such a tough word. I think that when things are real, it just means that to somebody it is. So yes, but no. None of these hedgehogs exist in hedgehog canon, but who cares?
Until Sonic 4 enters the multiverse.
Sure. Yeah, I think we could see a moment where it happens. But the way that I think this game's going to work...
Every hedgehog, everywhere, all at once.
I'd watch it, if I'm being honest with you. But the way that I think this game is going to work is... on round one, I am going to give you a hedgehog that I have searched. And through a conglomeration of image searches and web pages, I will sort of be able to piece together the general oeuvre, the personality, the vibe of this hedgehog. And
great.
You two, without looking it up, I think will then sort of... build what you think this hedgehog is, whether it's attitude, costume, look, whatever. And then we can finally compare the end result. And I think whoever sort of nails the vibe a little bit better in the building process can then give me a name for round two. And then I will find that hedgehog.
Great.
So to begin, I decided to start us off with what I think is pretty easy. Would you two please describe to me Deadpool the Hedgehog?
Ooh.
I have one, by the way, just to clarify, I do have one image that I'm using as my Bible for Deadpool.
Let's say there's gotta be conflicting images of Deadpool the Hedgehog.
Yeah, I've got an image ready to send to you once we're done building.
Okay.
I mean, initially it feels easy to me that it's just Sonic in the shape of Deadpool.
Sure.
I do not personally think that his trademark hair spikes will be puncturing the actual costume. I think the costume is also around the spikes.
Okay.
Like I think it's like in the shape of the spikes.
Okay.
The costume does envelop the spikes. For
I think it would be interesting, but I don't think they did. I think the shoes stay the same color as well.
Okay.
I don't think they changed the shoes because that feels trademark Sonic.
Okay.
I think we do have katanas.
I think, you know what I think? I think mouth is drawn Batman Begins style. Mouth on outside of cowl, so you can still see Sonic's trademark sideways smile.
Got it.
To let you know that he's still, even under that Deadpool mask, he's still a wry little guy.
I think no mouth, personally. I think no mouth. Hmm. My favorite thing would be if there was guns.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
That would be my favorite thing.
I think that Sonic's trademark windshield singular eyeball that he has is vivisected by Deadpool mask. I think Sonic when he puts on, when Hedgehog puts on the Deadpool mask, because it doesn't have to
like
be Sonic
two
under there.
Separate ones. That's kind of weird.
He has two eyes instead of one big windshield eye.
Sure. One big goggle eye.
Okay.
Any other notes on Deadpool the Hedgehog?
Not that I can think of. What?
Interesting.
Backpack. Chaos. Deadpool the Hedgehog's wearing a backpack for sure.
Chaos.
No, Chaos is not there. Chaos is not in this image.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, do we feel like we've got a nice image of Deadpool the Hedgehog?
I'm trying to think. I'm trying to put myself in the brain of the artist. Deadpool the Hedgehog. Yeah, I
usually
think we got
to
it.
Say its name. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Say it three times.
Kind of invoke Deadpool the Hedgehog.
Deadpool the Hedgehog. Deadpool the Hedgehog.
Deadpool the Hedgehog. Official image headed your way right now, and I do think I'm going to declare Carter the winner on this particular one. I just think he had enough of the individual elements. Specifically, Deadpool the Hedgehog is pointing a gun directly at the viewer.
Uh-huh. Hey, same shoes too. Same shoes
with
as regular
same
Sonic.
Shoes, and the spikes are enveloped by the mask. Doge did nail it with the two separate eyes. There is a katana present, and I'd feel like it would be disingenuous to not include the fact that he's challenging the viewer by asking, "Any problem, suckers?" And I think that's really important.
Also, no mouth. Thing is his I got that
ears.
Too.
Yeah, no mouth.
No mouth. His ears are completely visible.
Also, there's a nose red. Hole in that mask. That nose is out.
That's his own.
Yeah.
That's
his very mask. Own. That's nose.
Wow. That's his very own nose. Dang, dude.
A lot of attitude here with Deadpool the Hedgehog.
Even more than Sonic.
Even
which
more
is
than Deadpool.
Something.
It's like when you pull them together and stick them in the South Park blender. That is my mind.
They're compounding.
Sure.
That's funny. That is your mind. That's not what I expected to hear.
I drew all these. Carter, can you give me a name that you'd like to see the hedgehogified?
Give me a hog.
Minion the hedgehog. Minion. Oh, Minion. God. Minion. Minion the hedgehog. Minion.
I'm really scared about that.
Oh, man.
Don't be afraid.
No. Oh, no. Gonna skip a couple of these.
What? What have we stumbled upon?
It's mostly gratuitous violence. So we're going to skip a couple of those.
Because okay. Not because of Deadpool, because of minions.
There is one with a regular minion who seems to be locked in quite a struggle with
I need a
Deadpool
minion
himself.
Who is a hedgehog.
Oh, yeah, no.
In the style of Sonic.
There's two here that I'm really in love with. Okay, we're going to kind of create a super image, I think, comprised of two different images together. So we've got our minion, the hedgehog, put together. Talk to me. Talk to me. What's our vibe here? Okay.
Goggles.
Okay.
Overalls.
Three black hairs as a comb over on top of his yellow head.
Got it.
Ooh.
In addition no comb over hairs for me. To Sonic spikes. One eye.
Oh, that's or such a
it's
risk.
One or three eyes.
Are
odd
there
number
any
of eyes.
With
not
three
the,
eyes.
There's got to be right. No, I guess there's only one and two.
I think I have an expression for you.
Sure.
And it's gonna be like cheesing, bro. Huge smile.
Got it.
Yeah. I'm gonna say teeth.
Okay.
Okay.
Teeth in the smile.
Okay. Same shape shoes as Sonic, those pointy sneakers.
Sure.
But they are black. I think, so the minions have a little emblem on their pocket of their overalls.
It's not
going to
be
like
a G, though, is it? It's not going to be a G.
It's not
going to
be a G.
Gonna be
it's
going to
be an S.
Yeah. I'll give that to Doge.
An S?
Or, for Sonic, or I would accept that it just looks like Super Sonic wearing overalls.
Hmm.
Yellow, okay. Certainly. I mean, we all knew this.
Got to be yellow.
Yellow. Holding, I have a weapon.
Mm.
And I'm feeling, personally, a rocket launcher. And maybe
See,
either,
I think fart gun.
Okay. Maybe either in the pocket or perhaps in the hand that's not holding the rocket launcher. A banana. This one
I'm
has
good.
A banana.
I feel like I have perfectly crystallized an image of Sonic, of Minion the Hedgehog out of the ether onto your computer screen.
So the first thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a picture that, I'm not going to lie, took me a while to get away from because I couldn't stop staring at it. And that is Deadpool the Minion. Whoa. And it's
Deadpool the Minion the Hedgehog.
Yeah. It's that. So that's my Google search messed up the first time and just gave me Deadpool the Minion the Hedgehog. So it was cracking
me. Did you accidentally click the home button?
It was cracking me up.
Yes. Killed some people with bananas.
It's just too funny. So like I said, there's sort of two images that we're combining to get our Deadpool or our Minion the Hedgehog Bible here, because it's just different over here, but I'm going to send you one.
Oh, Minion the Hedgehog? He does things a little different.
Well, I'm going to send you one of them.
Please show me. Hurry.
Hey, one eye. But blue, but definitely blue. And he's shaped like an app, like an app icon on your phone.
Estima. So horrible. Don't underestimate. Teme.
I didn't even see that.
Oh, don't underestimate Teme.
So this is something that's what? Really beautiful. I think this is
that's
the one
great
one eye. Way to go, Doge.
That I would say is the most important image here, and I really, oof, I genuinely don't know who I think is going to take this one.
The only thing I got right about it was goggles and one eye.
Well, that was just the first image.
Oh, we're looking at the second one too.
This is the actual important one.
Why does he have that?
I know, dude.
My God.
I know, dude.
Dontaroth the Minion Hog.
Correct.
He's 15 years old.
Dontaroth was the result of the unholy union of a minion and a hedgehog. His past is unknown, but he has special powers that Minions.
Minions.
And hedgehogs don't.
Hedged hogs.
Jordan, hit us with that special move, though.
Yeah, so the special move is the Death Barrage Slice and Dice, which I think probably in an anime fashion is like a jump in the air, a full X, a land, and then the attack hits.
I think Dontaroth the Minion Hog throws his sword up in the air and then jumps to catch his sword.
It gets so much better. We haven't even gotten to the best part of the bio yet. His friends are Cloud Strife, Vincent Valentine, and Shadow the Hedgehog. And Doge, what are his likes?
Oh, that's easy. He likes Linkin Park, System of a Down, anime cons, and watching anime. Lest you think he only likes to attend, it doesn't partake of the art himself.
And his quote.
Oof.
Like he always says, my minion legs won't slow me down.
Let me say something that I love about these Sonic characters. There is more creativity.
Right?
And love put into creating these hedgehog personas than anything I've done in the last year.
It's phenomenal.
That includes Imagine Dungeons.
That's what I'm saying. Also, I need to take some spice from their bucket and drop it into my character.
I think actually, we've recorded most of season one. Season two, I'm just going to play Dontaroth the Minion.
Can I tell
hog.
You that Dontaroth is such a sick D&D name?
That's such a great name.
Which it's Dante Roth for sure, because it's a mix of Dante from Devil May Cry and Sephiroth, clothes.
Yep.
But
Over under 65%. Of this bio really just being about Quentin from Frisco, who's in ninth grade. Like
it's over.
It's just a kid.
Yes, this is a 15-year-old
different origin.
Correct. That's what all of them are, though. That's why I love looking up these different hedgehog personas. Game. Because literally all of them are like, I looked up both of
what
you.
What a special game this is.
Every Carter the Hedgehog is just like really likes his mom and his dog and runs really fast. Like all
it's
of
kind
them
of Urban Dictionary, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm happy to give that one to Doze. Doze, yeah.
My choice. I choose our next hog.
Yeah, we got one more hog.
Alexander Hamilton the Hedgehog.
Oh, that might be a little beyond the hog.
Is it too specific?
It might be a little too specific. Alexander Hamilton Hedgehog. I mean, I wouldn't say it's quite as deep. Well, hold on.
There is no well too deep from which you cannot draw a hedgehog.
Dude, this is crazy.
Okay, yeah, sure, man. Let's do it.
Great. Great.
Let's do it. Alexander Hamilton Hedgehog. Come out of the gate
swinging. Goatee.
Okay.
It has a goatee.
Sure. We will
just
have
like Lin-Manuel Miranda.
We will have either a like bubble that is saying this or something like quoted saying they're not going to waste their shot. Is that the quote?
Mm-hmm.
Not going to waste my shot. Like we're saying that for sure. Hand up.
It definitely has a gun in the air. Yeah.
A gun.
Yeah.
No
dueling
gun.
Pistol.
No, I think gun it has a gun. Here. No gun here. But hand is up like in our, mm-hmm. in our silhouette. Our famous silhouette.
Yeah.
There is a star featured either in the background or we're standing on it like a platform.
I think it's wearing a long coat, long blue coat, like a Revolutionary War soldier.
It's not going to be blue because that's going to clash too much with Sonic himself because Sonic himself is staying blue. So this is going to be a red coat, which is going to, it's going to throw you off.
See, that's going to throw you off that it's a red coat.
It is a touch confusing there. Yeah.
I think it's green. I think he's got a long green one.
Oh.
And I think knee-high boots.
Yeah. I'm not going to disagree there. I'm not going to disagree. It's going to be way different than that. For the chance that it's Alexander the Great, I'm going to say there's a Roman... I'm going to say there's a Roman helmet.
Oh, sorry. I typed in Jason Alexander the Hedgehog. That's my
That'd be okay. Let's take that arm that's in the air. Let's put it down. Let's create some symmetry, both of them out wide facing the ground.
Are we ready for a reveal?
The thought bubble now says, I was in the pool.
So here's the thing. You've described many of the Alexander Hamilton the Hedgehog drawings that are here.
Yeah.
Just not this one.
That's the trick.
This one seems to be...
Because we want to find the most unique one. The one from which all others stem.
Yeah, there's a couple images, but this is the Bible. This is the one that we're sticking to here.
Good.
Whoa!
Which I mostly picked because of the script that has his name, just in case you couldn't tell who it was. Because it's quite literally just Sonic the Hedgehog in Revolutionary War clothes with a quill in his
hand. He's like... old-timey pilgrim clothes with a quill in his hand. And we're like, that, obviously, we all know it, is Alexander
it's
Hamilton.
It's got to be Alexander
Also,
Hamilton.
Giving you guys a freebie image here just because it is cracking me up.
Hey, that's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
There's one of Shadow and Sonic facing each other angry, and it says Aaron Burser in the middle. There are lots and lots with
that's
Sonic
a video,
with the finger pointed up. There's several with just like Hamilton lyrics over regular Sonic the Hedgehog.
I have no idea that there's so much Sonic out there.
Dude, I'm telling you, it is a bottom. The fact that we just got an Alexander Hamilton the Hedgehog blew me away.
I thought you were going to like loosely.
No, man.
Find it, but it is blatant and there's so much.
Here is somebody who's casting all the characters from Sonic in the roles they would play in Hamilton.
If you can think of it, someone has Sonic'd it. It's genuinely crazy.
I love it.
So yeah, that's Blank the Hedgehog. I might come up with a more fun name because that name sucks, but what are you going to do? You know, sometimes you take what the good Lord gives you and you run with it.
If you build it, they will hedgehog it.
That's it.
That's not
what a fun game.
The quote, but we'll get there.
Wild Hogs.
Okay, I like that.
Starring Tim Allen.
I like that.
Yeah, I like that.
Tim Allen presents Wild Hogs is the name of this game.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tim Allen. Sponsored by Tim Allen.
Okay.
Fair enough. Great job, Jordan. What a fun game that was.
Well, you know, do what I can.
I'll do a tease. How about a quick tease of a game?
Oh, please.
Sure.
I'll give you two shots at it. I think it'll go quick. This game is called Prop Shoppers. On Prop Shoppers, I go to moviepropwarehouse.com, and there's movie props out there. I'm trying to pick some movie props that you might be familiar with, and I want each of you to bid for it. Now, it's not the kind of thing to where whoever bids the highest gets the prop. It's whoever bids the closest to the sticker price on the website. I will tell you that it's any not big Price Prop Right warehouse
game, or Price is Right rules.
I think it's fine if you go over.
Okay.
To be honest, I want you real close. It's in pounds, if that makes any difference.
I have, that actually makes it so much worse.
I have no idea how
that's
to
okay.
convert that.
We're going to figure, this is going to be a roundabout way, because we're going to play this a lot of times. This is going to be a roundabout way of how we learn the pounds. We're going to feel it. We're going to do so, this so often that we're going to have a good understanding.
Are you saying roundabout?
Mm-hmm. Roundabout. Roundabout.
No, say how you want. I just wanted to know.
A roundabout way.
£1 sterling equals 1.29 United States dollars.
There you go. Easy. We start with our very first one. One of the greatest movies of all time, JK No. I present to you Forbidding from the 2006 wannabe hit Da Vinci Code, starring Tom Hanks. The Interpol wanted images of our leads. These are the images, ooh, actual props from the movie. Interpol wanted images of our leads here.
How big are these?
They look like a wallet size vibe.
Framed?
It is a blow up. Maybe not framed. No, it looks like it's a blow up. Actually, I think it's just it's a regular sheet of paper that they have like scanned images, essentially blown up images of passports. And this is what maybe the kind of thing that they're putting up on the okay. walls and the cork boards of.
Okay. Jordan, are you typing your number into a converter to convert it to pounds?
I'm just doing the fraction.
Oh, I did that. I found a converter online.
What are you doing here?
I think that this is 27,214 pounds sterling.
Okay. Jordan?
6,250 pounds.
Jordan wins. We're learning a lot here. Friends, you could have the Interpol wanted images, only 49 pounds.
Whoa.
How about that?
Whoa.
That feels, how about hey, that?
Let me tell you, that feels way more reasonable than either of our guesses.
Feels like a deal. Feels like a deal. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
That's okay. That's $63. My guess was $50,000.
Yeah, I thought dude, your guess what? Was actually insane.
I'm learning I have no idea what the market is for things that have been in a movie.
But this is the first time we've played. This
I thought
the first
my
time
guess
played.
Felt crazy, but I was like, it's probably going to be nuts if he picked it. But then you said your guess, and I was like, am I stupid?
Next. One next, my friends. From 2001's Rush Hour 2, a singular Red Dragon casino poker chip. A singular Red Dragon casino chip from Rush Hour 2. I'll have two more after this, but they can go pretty quickly. Anybody have a bid?
87 pounds.
Jordan?
167 pounds.
We're tied now. 29 pounds to have a piece of Rush Hour 2.
That's not
of
bad.
Your very own. It's not bad.
That's
we might
not
be
bad. Browsing.
We for all you folks on browsing. Our side of the pond, that's $37.
Two more. From the TV show of the modern era, from the TV show Halo, one of the prop grenades from Halo. Keep in mind, this is made to also look like the grenade from the game in this sense. But it's the prop grenade from one of them, I'm sure. Of many from
so
the TV
are these,
show Halo.
Are these actual props used on screen or
yes.
are these screen
yes.
accurate replicas?
No, actual props.
Okay.
Yes.
200 pounds.
Jordan, you can go first this time. How much?
200 pounds.
Doge?
136 pounds sterling.
Jordan takes the lead. 299 pounds.
Wow.
$385.
Pounds. Our final prop
See,
for
that
today.
That feels expensive for a show that wasn't very good.
It's canceled already. It's done, by the way.
Our final prop for today, 1995's Braveheart. A Scottish shield for the movie Braveheart, 1995.
505 pounds.
667 Jordan? Pounds.
999 pounds.
Wow.
Jordan is our top prop shopper.
for this inaugural round?
Dude, I am just pulling numbers. I'm just saying a number.
It's
I
just the beginning, though, isn't it? We have no idea
how to tell.
The best thing about this is years down the road when we're prop shopping, you're going to get so much better at it because you're going to be like, no,
yeah,
I'm starting to really suss out the market. I know a good deal when I see one.
My thought process for the Braveheart Shield was, who likes Braveheart? That's old men. Who has money to spend? Old men. So they can afford to charge more.
See, I thought the same thing. So it was like $650.
Yeah.
It is almost double that.
Very good. What an exciting
$1,284. Well, we're never going to get our Discovery Channel show where we go shop for props from movies if we're this bad.
The funniest part, though, is that we would be a great Discovery Channel show because of how bad we are at it. If the whole show was just us being like, we think it's probably this much, and then us being like, wow, you don't say, when we find out what it really is. And that's the whole show.
We just try and sell it, and they're like, we wouldn't, there's no way, it's this fake. It's like, we know, it's a prop.
They're all fake, idiot.
Silly boy.
Nothing's real. Everybody just makes everything. Somebody made up everything.
Just a perfectly clean baseball that we're just like, this is the one from the Sandlot.
Baby Ruthie.
We washed it, though.
$56,000.
Yeah, no more beast slobber here.
Speaking of slobber, I know that everybody's just slobbering for a little bit of that.
Slobbering for that shout announce.
So let's go there now so they can wipe up, you nasties. Welcome to Shout Announcements. It's the part of the show where we give shout outs, and also it's the part of the show where we make announcements. And we do have some pretty big announcements for you. It's actually pretty much just one announcement, but we're going to say it a bunch of times because that's how memory works for your little brains. So
average size.
Whoever wants to start, and we'll just do some subliminal advertising behind it.
Doge?
Yeah. If you are...
Imagine Dungeons.
If you're subscribed to Two Chunks in a Hunk...
Imagine.
On whatever podcast platform you prefer,
Dungeons.
Then yesterday, as the crow flies, yesterday morning in your feed, Dungeons there arrived Dragons. Wrapped beneath your podcast's tree a trailer for season one of Imagine Dungeons.
You literally have to listen to this.
It's our new actual play Dungeons & Dragons podcast.
If you don't listen to this, you're going to cry.
And tomorrow, we are launching, we're introducing you to Imagine our characters and the humans who play them. Introducing Imagine Dungeons, our episode zero, launches tomorrow, both on the Two Chunks in a Hunk feed and the Imagine Dungeons feed. If you enjoy that episode, and you know what? Honestly, even if you don't, please subscribe to Imagine Dungeons wherever you listen to podcasts. Easy.
I've always been
the first
fan
to know when we drop new episodes.
I don't really care if you like us, just subscribe, you know? Doesn't matter
just
to
subscribe.
Me. Like
if you honestly, if you hate listen, it still counts. It still counts. We just got our letter from the podcast comptroller. They said hate listens still count.
What's a comptroller? Can you stop real quick? What's a comptroller?
Mm-hmm. They comptroll like where the money goes
that's
from.
What I thought.
That's it.
I also don't know.
Same
I'm not
thing
saying
I thought it was.
I'm not saying I do know. I don't know.
They're either. Like they're in comptroll of a lot of stuff, probably.
In comptroll. Complete comptroll.
I had a Wavebird comptroller for my GameCube that I really enjoyed. Yeah, if you don't listen to Imagine Dungeons, I'm not your friend anymore.
Yeah. That's a good point.
I think that's sort of where that's I big. Stand on it. If you are like, not for me, oops, neither am I.
Dang.
Carter, I just got a text from, this looks like this is from Bethany in St. Petersburg. She's written in to say, hey, what if I don't like Dungeons and Dragons or have never played it or listened to a show? Can I still listen to Imagine Dungeons?
You can. What was her name? Stephanie?
Bethany.
Bethany. You also gave the name of a town that is a name. So I was
Saint
like, that's what you get, Peter. Yeah.
Sorry, it's her full name everybody. Is Bethany St. Petersburg.
Daniel from Jeremy. Yeah.
Do you like audiobooks? Then you'll like this. Do you like story, narrative?
Yeah. You're already sure. listening Let's to us. So what if it
that's
was
right.
us plus three more talented people?
Like if you're almost on the way out for us, like if things feel like they've taken a big dip for us, then try Imagine Dungeons is better. Just go over there.
Mm.
You'll enjoy that even more.
Yeah, we're pretty much going to phone it in here for the rest of the time that this podcast exists. So.
We can only try on one show at a time.
Yeah.
Sorry.
What if I hit you guys with, like, don't if you're like, I love Audible, but don't like podcasts. What if I just give you like a, this is Audible before every Imagine Dungeons episode?
Yeah. That's great. Thank you.
I don't pander. So just listen to it.
Whataburger guy.
I'll slash your tires if you don't listen to it.
It's true. I can see it in his eyes.
I've got my tire slasher.
He's tire slash the hedgehog.
I'm tire slash the hedgehog.
Ooh, slash the hedgehog would be a good one.
Is it, are we thinking it's Guns N' Roses?
It's the Guns N' Roses. Okay. Yeah,
do we think it's Guns N' Roses or do we think it's just a hedgehog with knives?
Nose ring, top hat, curly hair. Easy, dude.
I think the first thing that comes up with when you Google slash the hedgehog is a hedgehog with knives. It is not Slash from Guns N' Roses.
There's a lot of interpretations of this name. I'll send you my favorite.
Thank you.
Huh.
He just has a gun.
I know. Huh. It's the eyes. The eyes.
Lifeless.
Turns out that Slash is just kind of a cool name to use. So a lot of people are just
that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think it's exclusively Guns N' Roses.
I haven't seen a single Guns N' Roses yet.
How about you look up Guns N' Roses the Hedgehog?
All right. I sort of feel like my role on the podcast is like guy who will Google anything and then just regret it after.
The man of the chair.
Guns N' Roses the Hedgehog.
That's a pretty long,
interesting
work of fan fiction on AO3.
Isn't AO3 the horny one?
Well, let me read it real quick.
Yeah.
It's 5,000 words.
Just stop down for 30 minutes or so. Knock it out.
Let's see. Oh, yep. It's horny. I'm two sentences in.
Yeah.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeMess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are we back in the show?
Sure.
Great. We're back.
We could be wherever we want to be.
Now, here's the thing. We went to go see this movie with the Two Chunks Movie Club. It was a blast. Thank you to all who came and joined us. If you want to come see movies with us, nothing special. Just jump in the Discord. You get access to date and time and location, and you can come see movies with all of us. And there's usually plenty of people who want to talk about it afterwards if you got thoughts. And it's just cool to meet up with people, grab a drink, go see a movie, and hang out for a little bit. So
it's a good time.
Super duper fun.
And once Alamo reopens again in like a week, it's going to be back to business, baby. I cannot wait. I cannot
to
wait.
Defeat the Huns.
If they get rid of the truffle popcorn, though, I will riot. I do. Just want to be clear.
Yeah.
You get in that big old hubcap full of truffle popcorn.
So do you remember when that guy gave me a trash bag full when Callie was sick?
Yes, dude.
I was just like, could I get some to go for my wife? And he just brought me a trash bag full of truffle popcorn. And Callie was thrilled. I mean, it was an actual trash bag. Like I'm not being metaphorical. It was an actual trash bag.
It's like when you get to the state fair and you're like too good at one of the mini games. And so now you have to lug around like,
I got this giant dragon now. What do I do
with this?
Mini Cooper
sized minion.
Yeah. We stood around and talked for quite a while and I just sort of had it. So that was cool.
Dude, I love the thought process behind that. Cause I feel like a lot of people would just be like, let me get like one of those styrofoam clamshell guys and fill that up. Like
not him,
not him, not a hero. Not a real popcorn king.
He was a popcorn king. It was magical. That's what Alamo offers. Popcorn kings. Thank you, Popcorn King. We appreciate you. The other thing we appreciate, though, is self-referential, self-deprecating humor from one of the formerly best franchises going. And that's the Marvel Cinematic Universe, which has now, of course, released to us a film known as
Deadpool and Wolverine.
We saw it. And we're going to talk about it. Doge, will you give us a synopsis, por favor?
Yeah. Yeah. And I remembered that this is something I do.
He forgot that he does.
I remembered it. About it. And
he did forget
that he does
a lot of stuff.
I don't actually know where my phone is.
Ah, it sounds like it's in your lap.
Did you put it in a drawer?
It's on my, I have a little keyboard tray on my desk.
Oh. Hmm.
Yeah, I don't like to brag about it. I'm still like the regular guy. I'm still that same guy you've always known.
Dang.
That humble small town energy.
Keyboard tray.
You do kind of approach life with the energy of somebody that is like just now discovering the city.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to lose that quaint, folksy, not edge. What's the opposite of an edge? The quaint, folksy, flat plane of my personality.
The rounded edge.
Yeah.
The folks
don't want to lose your bevels.
Quaint, folksy, rounded edge.
A listless, this IMD synopsis, by the way, has no author, which means it sprung into the timeline as a variant. And there are probably some kind of rules about it that I don't remember anymore. A listless Wade Wilson toils away in civilian life, with his days as the morally flexible mercenary Deadpool behind him. But when his homeworld faces an existential threat, Wade must reluctantly suit up again with an even more reluctant Wolverine.
When we left our showing, I said, and I stand by it, I'll never watch this again, but it was really fun.
Yeah.
And I think that's sort of like, I think I can sum up my feelings on Deadpool versus Wolverine with that phrase. Like, I'll never watch it again. It's not something that I'll reach for. That will be the only time I see this movie, but I'm glad I saw it. It was fun.
It was a lot of fun.
It was funnier than I thought
it would
be.
It was fun to do like kind of a last little farewell to the Fox universe of stuff. Like, yeah, it wasn't always great, but it was fun to see some of these cameos back. It was fun to see some of those original X-Men back 20 years later. I don't know. Yeah. It was a good time.
Sure.
Yeah.
The original X-Men villains, by the way, no X-Men other than Wolverine are present in this movie, which feels like a miss.
Well, yeah, a little bit. I got out of this movie, guys. I did a risk. It's an educated risk, not an educated wish, but I made an educated risk by leaving my house. I had an 11:30 showing of this in North Dallas. It's usually a 20-minute drive. Left my home at 11:25. It felt wrong.
Ooh.
But got there just in time to watch three trailers.
Which three did you see?
It nice. Didn't start till noon. I saw the new Romulus trailer.
Great. Excellent trailer.
Yeah, it looks
so
awesome.
Good. Finally know why them kiddos are there. And it's great. Yep. It's fun. They're just the Goonies in space. It's unfortunate. But not going to have the same fate from what I can tell. Love the new tagline.
Did you see the Gladiator 2 trailer?
I had. Yes, I did. Yes.
Dude, I hadn't seen it until before.
Oh, it's
Deadpool.
Great. I'm excited for it.
It kind of looks sick.
Looks like it's gonna be
Ridley
great.
Scott kind of had a grip on the trailer time. But and those are the only ones I remember. I don't think
it's actually the only ones I remember too.
The only one I saw that I had never seen before was that James McAvoy horror movie.
Ooh, it looks good.
Like, you hadn't seen
family.
That trailer?
No.
I feel like I've been seeing trailers for that before every movie we've seen this
really?
Year.
It looks good. Oh, no, I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that trailer before.
Saw that again before Long Legs. That movie looks good. James McAvoy is unhinged and he's great at it. He's done it before.
He's so good.
I think he's an excellent actor. I'm not afraid to say it. I'm not afraid to say it. I feel like it's controversial.
I think James McAvoy should have been in Deadpool and Wolverine. I think he should have had a Chuck Xavier.
Yeah. Maybe double booked. I think I had a great time. I thought it was so fun. I think I went in with the same expectations of any Deadpool movie, even before he was trying to draw any kind of ties. I mean, if you're a comic book character, regardless of any studio rivalry or IP or things like that, there's going to be somebody else there. Like we got in Deadpool 2, the Juggernaut thing was like not going to even be in trailers. I don't think that was a surprise. And so it was fun to be in a superhero movie that genuinely had some things that I was like, oh, no way that they're here too, especially in one that is just so full of like cameos and all sorts of stuff. I mean, one of my favorite moments is when we see Elektra, which we kind of all knew about that. And they're playing amazing music. The soundtrack was so fun. Oh yes. I knew about that. And then
I knew
behind her, Wesley Snipes as Blade.
Yeah,
was crazy. So good. And I thought that might be all we get, but good things come in threes. Then one of the best things about this movie walked in.
Yeah.
What an absolute blast. Dude. Channing Tatum as Gambit. This was just something that I think that they pulled from the rumor mill from over a decade ago.
And Channing Tatum had been trying to get a Gambit movie made for years and years and years with him as Gambit. And it finally was put to bed when Disney bought Fox like a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just fun. I mean, I think it was a good balance personally it's always going to be self-deprecating. It feels like it didn't have much to do with the MCU. I'll say my super pump though is, you know, something that I was afraid of, but ended up being like, you know what, anyway, I can get him as this character again. I couldn't help but have Hugh Jackman as Wolverine being my super pump. He's
great.
Sure.
Is he, I mean, if we're ranking best actors as heroes, he's certainly on my Rushmore. Is he number one? I don't know. But he had moments, dude, when he's chewing out Deadpool in the car before they have an amazing close quarters fight, that it was just like, oh, shoot, yeah, this guy is also super talented. Like, he gets to be a stock kind of angry superhero guy that just leaves everybody. Mm-hmm. But Hugh Jackman can do a lot of things, and he really kind of shows that off. But I enjoyed it.
I forget frequently that I Hugh Jackman is on a poster on my wall, right above my head right
Prisoners?
Now. He's barely there because it's the final scene in Prisoners.
Yeah.
So you can barely see his face, but I forget that he's there. And as we were he's my super pump for this movie as well. And as we were watching it, and right after it ended too, all I could think was like, man, Hugh Jackman is it's so crazy that Fox nabbed him for Wolverine before he was like Hugh Jackman.
He was second choice.
Yeah.
They had a guy who backed out. Dougray Scott backed out.
He's an unbelievable actor, an unreal actor. And the fact that he just gets to flex it in these stupid movies.
And I'll say freaking.
Is pretty phenomenal.
Flex it. My guy was hydrated 100%.
Yes, he was.
Or perhaps even dehydrated. That's right. That's what we do. And,
veins,
you know, the thing that Deadpool gets to do that the fall of the MCU didn't was laugh at itself. I think it was just such a commentary on how ridiculous these movies can be. So you're not going to get upset at it with whatever it does, especially when we are going straight to, you know, the TVA. Well, of course, once you add them to the mix in anything, everything is game. And so I was just ready, and we almost get them immediately. And I mean, how brilliant is, I should be able to know this guy's name.
Matthew McFadden.
Are you kidding me? He's so good.
Man. He's great.
So
man.
Good.
So gosh, good. Dude. Matthew McFadden is, speaking of unhinged, man, he's amazing. And he was so great as Paradox. I dug all of it. I didn't mind Emma Corrin as Cassandra Nova. I don't have much comic book lore knowledge. I just assume that people who show up,
X-Men is beyond me.
That I think anyone who shows up must be like legitimate somewhere or even mentioned. But the character of Cassandra Nova was fun to me. It felt like a good big bad. I liked it. Ryan Reynolds keeps being Deadpool. That was awesome.
Yeah. Ryan Reynolds is my super pump for this movie because he toes the line of, it's like, I don't know. There's an easy world where this movie is unwatchable because it's so like winky and trying so hard, try hard, I guess. And I think that's a really, really thin razor wire of tone to walk. And I think that three Deadpool movies in a row, they have like managed to absolutely nail the exact right tone. It's huge. Yeah. That's very commendable. Ryan Reynolds' role as a producer and the star of the movie, I think he's the main, him and Sean Levy, I guess, are the driving forces behind that.
I just think Ryan Reynolds has this, I know that he kind of became a meme Just with like being the straight guy's handsome guy for a long time. But like the thing about Ryan Reynolds, I have a lot of Ryan Reynolds movies that are in some of my favorites. We watch Just Friends every single year. It's the first, it's the sign that Christmas season has begun when we finally watch Just Friends. And Ryan Reynolds has this way of being smarmy and unlikable in the most charming and likable way. And it's a tough, I think like you're saying, it's a very tough, like a razor thin line to walk, because if he was any less Ryan Reynolds in real life, so many of his characters would be so hateable.
I think it's a little bit of hot guy privilege too, because I think if I walked into a room and tried to do that, people would be like, there's not the automatic magnetism of like, I kind of actually want to be friends with him because he's a beautiful human being.
Don't use yourself. Yeah. You could have said Steve Buscemi or something like that.
Sure. Sure.
You could have said somebody else like, Ryan Gosling. Like, it's not like Ryan Gosling.
Yeah,
it's like, whatever.
A quick fly through of some of our cameos and just some talk about them outside of the big three. So Jennifer Garner as Elektra, she's back. Wesley Snipes as Blade. Channing Tatum as Gambit.
Dude, she had some guns on her.
She had some guns, dude.
Her biceps were...
Dude, she does is wash her hair in shampoo commercials.
That's it. And just swipe that Capital One card. That's all she's doing. The Chris Evans actually as Johnny Storm and not Captain America.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Thumbs up.
Wow.
Thumbs
and the music just starts when he just burns all his clothes off. Are you kidding? Great. Loved that.
Thumbs up.
The Cavalrine. So Henry Cavill. Was great.
That was very funny. That was
hilarious to me.
Little short Wolverine was also
comic
funny
book
too.
Accurate
like
Wolverine.
Comic accurate height.
Yeah. So there was a lot.
Biblically accurate Wolverine.
Rob McElhenney was a TVA soldier. I don't think we got to see him. He might have been the one that Ryan Reynolds was like, he wanted to have eye contact with when they came over. Nathan Fillion was Headpool, the one that was the floating skull. Matt McConaughey.
Matt, try it again.
Matt McConaughey.
There you go. No G's.
Cowboy Pool. He was the cowboy. It was great. Canada Pool. Nice
Blake
pool.
Lively was.
Yes. Yes.
What is
Lady
it?
Pool?
Lady Pool?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And one of their children was Kid Pool.
Oh, no That's way.
Funny. That's really funny. My super dump is the plot of the movie is incomprehensible. Multiverse, word salad.
It's nonsense. Just like
it's more of the same. It's just
I don't know.
It's nothing, and I think Cassandra Nova. So I think that Emma Corrin's performance was very interesting as Cassandra Nova, but Cassandra Nova is the complete definition to me of like a nothing comic book villain, where it's just like Cassandra Nova wants to destroy the world because. That's what we need to happen in the third act.
Well, she wants to be God, and it's much easier to do that when everything else is gone. So she can just go back to her world, to the void.
Have y'all had like a prayer stuck in your head for a pretty long
time?
They
gave us like the 9.5-minute extended
version.
What if
God was one of us?
But, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My super dump is not the plot because I think I just don't care about the plot at all. Like, yeah, it wasn't good, but it's like, who cares? It's a Deadpool movie. Just, you know, be funny and punch stuff. Sure. That's all I really care about. I think my super dump is, and this is a little doomsday-ish. So apologies in advance, but like, I am just worried that this movie is so like, man, Marvel really beefed it these last few movies, huh? They really got an uphill climb, but you know, we're self-aware now. We brought Deadpool in. We understand what you guys want and we're going to give it to you. And then we're just going to get more like
we're
going to
cast
in the sky
Robert Downey Jr. as Dr. Doom.
Yeah, man. I guess we could talk about that for just a second.
I don't mind
but, like watching Deadpool right and then immediately seeing that they are just like running out of ideas and bringing RDJ back is... It was just like, here we go, man. So they just have no idea what to do.
My tinfoil hat about this is that I am not one to go on record and say Marvel 2024 knows what they're doing, because I think they don't. But at the culmination of Secret Wars, the comic event Secret Wars, Dr. Doom took on the mantle of Iron Man.
See?
Infamous Iron Man.
See?
And so I think that... It would not surprise me if at the culmination of Secret Wars, Dr. Doom, who is himself a magician, a sorcerer, poses as Tony Stark, and that's the villain of Avengers Doomsday, is the Avengers fighting who they believe to be a multiversal variant of Tony Stark, but it is Victor Von Doom. We might have a different actor playing actual Victor Von Doom.
Fine by me.
Disguising himself as RDJ's Tony Stark in Avengers Doomsday.
That's the most acceptable version of this, I think.
I think if it's anything other than that, I do not like it or care for it. I think if it's anything other than that, that diminishes, that turns Victor Von Doom into a multiversal variant of Robert Downey Jr., or even worse than that, it just is a guy who looks just like Tony Stark, and we never acknowledge that he looks just like Tony Stark.
No. That can't possibly be it. I'm willing that to not be the case. I do have a question for us as we wrap up our Deadpool conversation. Also, my super dump was I had enough of the dog licking the man inside his mouth. It's a personal thing.
I liked it. I thought it was funny.
Nope. It was so nasty. so nasty. So it's easy to talk about because Disney owns all of it. So Star Wars and the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Is the key going to be, because we've heard about like Taika has ideas. We've heard Rian Johnson has ideas. And some of us, for Star Wars at least, we're like breath of fresh air to give them their own thing that doesn't have much to do with the rest of the universe.
I don't want to hear the word Skywalker again for the rest of my life.
Is that possible in the comic book world? There was a trailer that leaked for Fantastic Four, and I'm more about a leak kind of vibe than I think y'all are. And it looks phenomenal.
Oh yeah. I watched that leak trailer. It looks great.
It looks really good. And so it's like, I know they're going to connect things because really a nucleus of like being in the center of the universe of Marvel is Fantastic Four plays such a huge role there, especially with Reed. And so I'm sure that it's going to have some kind of connections, but is it going to be good for like what DC's doing? Gunn has said that really Pattinson is not necessarily in the extended DC universe. Like
shouldn't be.
I don't know. I don't know what's best. I'm going to keep going. I think because I just like movies more. Obviously I have fatigue and stopped watching shows for either of these.
Yeah.
You know, archives.
I'm more likely to see the movies than I am to watch the Disney Plus shows for sure.
Yeah.
Like I'll see these new Avengers movies.
Yeah, 100%.
Even if the first one's bad, I'll see the second one because I think there will always be a part of me that hopes that there's some spark that brings Marvel back to, I don't think superhero movies will be the driving force they were in the 2010s ever again.
I don't think they'll ever get back to that. No,
but that, I think that could be good. I think not being that thing could make them campy and fun again.
And here's what's tough with inflation. They might make more money than how they were in the good old days, you know? There's only a handful of outliers that's like, oh, creature feature will never touch Jaws because Jaws kind of just rocked the entire universe. So it's
I
do think that it's going, like Deadpool shattered like our movie opening weekend, like over $200 million.
Yeah.
In the opening weekend. So it'll make a billion. I mean, that's well past what Inside Out did. And it's already at like $1.5 billion, the most, you know, the highest grossing animated film of all time. And so it's just like, I don't know, man. They're going to keep coming. We've just got to reset. Yo,
certainly. Certainly. And I'll keep being a curmudgeon about it and hoping they get better. I think they've got the ingredients there, you know, like I think they've got the stuff they need. They just need somebody writing them who is willing to put their foot down and be like, let's just make a good story rather than a good trailer for the next thing.
Yeah.
Like, let's just make a good movie.
See, that's, I think fundamentally changing the DNA of what superhero movies had to become in the shared universe rush of the late 2010s.
Yeah.
It was like, it has to be a trailer for the next thing.
Change it then.
It's an interesting phenomenon, but I get worried about, like, I don't want, one thing about the MCU and like Star Wars, really with the MCU more than anything, is like they'll lock down a good actor or actress for a decade and they don't get to be in other stuff. But then I remember it's like, I didn't really know Chris Hemsworth yet. I didn't know Chris Evans. Like those guys were made in the MCU. And so it's like, I'm sure there's, but we are yet to pull somebody that I haven't heard of in any future MCU endeavor. Mahershala Ali.
Yep.
You know, Joey Quinn.
Dude, that'll never happen.
I would like to see us I would like to see us get back to casting talented no names if they are the best.
Joseph
choice.
Quinn feels like that. Joseph Quinn has pretty much one credit at two now with the Quiet Place.
Well, and he's going to be in Gladiator 2, though. Like, he's a big boy now.
Joseph Quinn is in Gladiator 2? Yeah. Whoa, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Heater.
I had no idea.
Yeah. It's good.
Should we rate it?
Let's go ahead and rate it. Let's rate it then.
Let's go ahead and rate it. Right. Using the Scientific Cinema Scale, which is perfect and as follows. The best thing we could ever say about a movie is own it, don't lend it,
buy that poster.
The next best thing is buy it. That's followed by rent it and then stream it. After that is forget it. And last but certainly least, the worst thing we could ever say about a movie.
God hath forsaken us.
I'm renting Deadpool and Wolverine. I liked it. I thought it was fun. I thought it was funny. Like I said, I'll never see it again. Not because of quality, but just because I'm good. I got it. I figured it out. And it's definitely worth seeing if you haven't seen it yet. It's a good time. There's no substance. If you're expecting substance, there is zero. Zilch. There's a ham-fisted comeuppance for Wolverine at the end where he's like, I did it. But like, that's
nah.
It. There's nothing.
There's a lot of like, there's a lot of really fun movies too. There's plenty of scary, amazing movies that I'll never see again. There's also a lot of really fun movies I'll never see again, but I still rate them pretty high. I'm going to go ahead and buy Deadpool and Wolverine. I think just to be able to see Ryan Reynolds be the best Ryan Reynolds he can be and Hugh Jackman be the best Hugh Jackman he can be together. I think it's just so fun. And I thought the action was great. And I think it is still so different, even different from the other Deadpool movies in that, yes, Deadpool would have two or three, you know, shticks about the MCU when he was over in the Fox world. But now that he's here, he's like unfettered and saying all that he wants about it. I don't think you'll get that again. And it's kind of fun to have that one off.
I'm going to stream it. I saw it. It's good. It's good.
Can a comeuppance be positive? I said comeuppance and I meant it positive.
Redemption?
I think it can be.
Yeah, but that's, you know, it's different. Make sure you check out Imagine Dragons. Nope, that's a band. Make sure you check out Imagine Dungeons, which is a podcast. unrelated, and the names aren't even
similar. I'm surprised
similar,
that's never happened. I'm surprised that hasn't even happened
first time.
I didn't even check draw that connection until you said it.
There's no connection. It's a great time. You are going to love it. I guarantee it. If you don't love it, you can send your hate to @ImagineDragons on Twitter and we'll respond to you ASAP. We'll get back to you. But you're going to love it. I promise you will. Check it out. First episode comes out next week as the crow flies. If you're listening to this a week late, it's this week. And if you're listening to it past that, it's already out.
Go get it.
What are you doing? Go listen to it.
If you look up, if you go to google.com and type in comeuppance the hedgehog, there isn't one.
Well, that's not a name.
Sonic is not a name.
It is. Oh, it's the name of Sonic the Hedgehog.
It is because he's a hedgehog.
Right.
Comeuppance wouldn't be a name until it was the name of a hedgehog. Slash.
Yeah, but
isn't a name. It's a onomatopoeia.
Bye, everybody. See y'all next week.
I think you would.
Bye, everybody.
I think you know what you're doing right now. You don't get to end this.
Bye, everybody.
I
see y'all next week.
I think you know what you're doing right now. To end the episode, that everybody say your name and what your good comeuppance would be. For two chunks and a hunk, my name's Jordan. And I think my comeuppance would be that I go to order an iced coffee and somebody did that like pay it forward thing. And the cashier is like, it's really a hassle. Please don't do it. Like, just let this one be free.
Help me understand what a positive comeuppance is. I think I'm still not tracking.
You don't have to.
It's so embarrassing that you're even asking that.
Positive comeuppance for me, Doge, this one, the middle voice. Positive comeuppance for me would be asking a simple question to my friends, getting a simple answer in response, helping me understand something that I don't understand.
It's supposed to be realistic. You're supposed to do a realistic one.
No, he's done. I'm Carter, and my comeuppance will be a Wingstop boneless lemon pepper burp. Mm.
Oh,
one of my favorite of all the burps. gets in there, does its work, and then it kind of comes up and reminds me of the good time that I had.
Do you remember how you were I've had enough of the dog licking the man in his face? That's yucky to me.
Can I tell you something that I really like? A burp that I really enjoy? A really fresh lunch, like a vegetable heavy, like a chicken salad wrap kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And you drink a lot of water. And you get one of those burps that's all air. It's not a water burp where it's like liquidy. It's like all air, but it feels like you just burped a meadow.
Yeah.
I love that.
I don't think I've ever had a burp and been like 10 out of 10 would ride that ride one more time.
Really?
Dude, I've got some good ones, my friend. Bro, a Topo Chico burp.
A Topo burp.
Post barbecue.
When it hurts your nose a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't like it when that happens.
It feels like it's the kind of burp that feels like Miguel put his hand in the fire and then just went straight to my throat. That's what it feels like.
Who's Miguel?
Deep, deep Love Island reference for when they were trying to get the beats per minute up.
Yeah.
I still can't get over it. Reference. I still can't get over it. It's like when Chelsea and I watched that, it was like we watched the Olympics and somebody made no splash at all. Just stood up and were like, oh my God.
It's a great time to save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Get free estimates fast on new energy-efficient windows from Jeld-Wen. Choose from vinyl or wood windows and customize the perfect size and unique features for your home. Save big on all Jeld-Wen windows today. View our entire selection of Jeld-Wen windows on Menards.com. Plus, the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now. Save big.